The development of unshakable self-confidence will open up such possibilities for you as you cannot now imagine. You'll be able to dream bigger dreams, set bigger goals, make greater commitments, and plunge into life more wholeheartedly than you ever have before. Self-confidence is the hinge upon which turns the gate of individual achievement. When your self-confidence becomes unlimited, you will be able to realize more of your potential than you could under any other circumstances. More than 2,000 years ago, Aristotle wrote that happiness is a condition. It's not something that is achieved by pursuing it directly, but rather comes as a result of our engaging in purposeful activities. In a way, this is a statement of the law of indirect effort. This law simply says that almost everything we get in life involving emotional experiences comes to us more indirectly rather than directly. It comes to us as a result of doing something else. If we pursue happiness directly, it eludes us. But if we get busy doing something that's really important to us and begin to make real progress in the direction of our dreams and aspirations, we find ourselves feeling very happy indeed. Self-confidence is also subject to the law of indirect effort. We achieve higher levels of self-confidence by setting and achieving ever higher goals and objectives. As we move forward, step by step, as we feel ourselves advancing in life, we feel better and stronger and more capable of taking on even bigger challenges. We develop the confidence to tackle larger goals by applying our energies to the accomplishment of smaller goals. We build up our confidence as we go until we reach the point where there is nothing that we won't take on. In fact, the habit of setting and achieving ever larger goals is absolutely indispensable to the development of ever higher levels of strength and personal power. You can only really believe in yourself when you absolutely know that you have the ability to do what you set out to do. True self-confidence comes not from positive wishing or positive hoping or positive thinking. It comes from positive knowing, based on having proven to yourself over and over again that you have what it takes to get from wherever you are to wherever you want to go. Self-confidence is really a state of mind. It's an attitude, and as an attitude, it's more important than facts. But it must be based on facts to be the kind of self-confidence that you can rely upon in a crunch. Your job is to take the practical steps to convince yourself objectively that you are absolutely unstoppable and that you can achieve anything that you put your mind to.